Charles Spurgeon called Psalm 7 the song of the slandered saint. Slander is a false and defamatory oral statement against another person. The accusation in verse 4 of the psalm was that David had rewarded evil for good, and that he had attacked others without a good cause. Some people enjoy trouble and an argument, that is, when they're not in the middle of it. And somebody was enjoying accusing David of this. Two close friends fell out once. One believed a false allegation made about the other. Many years later, the man who had believed the untruth went to apologize and asked for forgiveness as his former friend was dying. The sick man asked him to take his pillow outside and scattered the feathers all around the garden. And though he considered it a foolish thing, he did as he was asked. And when he returned to the bedside, the dying man then said to him, "Now go and collect all the feathers again." For years, the slander had been passed around and had travelled far and wide. And like the feathers, they could not all be collected from where the wind had blown them. There are ways to be victorious in slander allegations. First, we will affirm our faith. Verse 1 says, "O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge." It can seem a backward step. It can appear that you are doing nothing first off. Trusting God can be the most difficult thing to do when we wish to justify ourselves. Secondly, we can affirm our innocence. "If I have done this, then God is off the hook," he said. Both the guilty and the innocent proclaim their innocence, and for the observer, it is often difficult to tell who is truthful. Often time does sort the matter out. But we can call for action. In verse 6, he says, "Rise up, O Lord, in your anger." One thing that is noticeable in the Psalms is that there is a cry for God to act. It is not the passive acceptance when nothing is to be done. It is first to sort the matter out with God and then ask God to sort it out with others. We can feel hard done by. It is good to ask when something will be done, as when asking someone to repair an object that's broken. So he was asking God to do something now, not in the future. Vindication must always be not vindictiveness. "Oh, let the wicked come to an end," he says. It isn't wrong to ask for right to be seen to be right. And there was also a way escape for the one that had done wrong. In verse 12, he says, "If one does not repent," he realizes that there was a way for the wicked to change, as he himself had done previously. It was open to his enemies as well as to himself and to his friends. Christopher Jeffries was a retired Christian school teacher, and he was wrongly arrested for the murder of a young woman in Bristol, England, near Christmas in 2010. The newspapers and most of the media took it that he was guilty. They vilified him mercilessly without any proof. When finally the real murderer was caught and convicted, 8 newspapers had to write apologies and pay him hundreds of thousands in damages. At that time, it was friends who implicitly trusted him, who took him into their home when he was bailed and saw him through. Oh, we all need friends like that. And there's something else. We need to be those friends too, when people are slandered. The Lord be with you today. Amen.